and to see a different world.
We live in a country that definitely has war fatigue. Will we help out in Yemen as yet more chaos ensues in the Middle East? What a way to start this one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. From coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, thanks for joining us on this overnight highway. What is happening in the Middle East is affecting all of us in our own backyards. Trust me. I'll say it again. Pull out your wallet, go into your purse right now, and see how much money you have. Okay, so maybe you don't have a lot. Well, you have less as a taxpayer because we're spending it on weapons for Libya. And this has really infuriated Congress. Congress might vote to defund the operation in Libya. What I would say to that, by the time they draft this measure, it's probably going to be all over with anyway, if you believe what the president is saying. Obama has said, now that he's back in the U.S., emphasizing even more that absolutely we won't have any troops on the ground, and this is a handoff situation. We're not the lead dog in this one, and we don't want to be the lead dog in this one. So what's happening with Gaddafi? At this point, there have been a couple of airstrikes that have hit the compound in Tripoli. And 16 supposedly are dead, about 1,000 folks hospitalized in Misrata, which is a big concern because people don't have food and electricity and whatnot. And apparently some in the inner circle of Muammar Gaddafi have reached out to the U.S. That's a big deal. If the rats jump off the ship and they scurry away from the dictator, people that are loyal to him, then that could turn the tide. Because all the questions abound about what happens if there's the stalemate continues. 6 days, 7 days, how long do you sustain these airstrikes where there isn't a change in regime? How much money do you spend on this? Max Boot, a senior fellow for the Council on Foreign Relations, says creating a stable Libya might actually require a bigger U.S. presence than the president is saying. Listen to this.
I mean, in some ways, this is like Iraq Redux. We're very much focused on the immediate objectives, but we're not looking down the road to how do we create a stable and relatively peaceful Libya after Gaddafi's departure. So I think part of that, what we need to be doing is preparing a peacekeeping force that could go in, preferably with minimal American presence. A ceasefire is not going to be durable, and as long as Gaddafi remains in power, the crisis will go on and on and on. And so, you know, the best way to get him out of power is to coordinate airstrikes with the rebels. I say let's go for it.
Wow. So coordinate the airstrikes with the rebels, but then who ends up stepping in? I mean, there's your other question. So at this point, Gaddafi is still the man in charge. He's still there fighting to keep his job, fighting to hang on to his country after 40 plus years. But you have this Western coalition that are now in the sixth day of a military operation, and they have definitely taken out or crippled the Libyan Air Force, and they have a no-fly zone that basically, if you think in your mind, picture a map, Libya from east to west along the coastline, they've been able to take that out of play because you've got the Navy there, you have a NATO warship there. Civilian deaths, a lot of them have been avoided in these last couple of days here. So that's the good news. But what happens to the Libyan government? What happens to the government? I think the NATO ships, especially off the coast, has been incredibly helpful. because they've been able to really, between the air and the coastline, they've been able to roll back some of Gaddafi's tanks from two key cities in that country. But how long does this continue? The U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is saying there's no clear end. Ooh, I hate that. No clear end to the international military enforcement of the no-fly zone. But the president says absolutely there will be no U.S. land invasion. So what do you think? Do you back Congress's attempt to defund the Libyan ops? I said it might be over, so it might be too late for that. But if it's not, would you say, forget it, we don't need to be part of this anymore? We don't have the money. And then Yemen is exploding. There's a lot of chaos there. Protests, people being shot. The same thing that happened in Libya is happening in Yemen. And there are nasty factions of Al-Qaeda that nest in that country. So does the U.S. also throw in on what's happening there? And then what's the next country? I mean, the Middle East is in chaos. So how deep do we go? Is it fair to help the Libyans and not help the people in Yemen? Do we have to also step in to that conflict? I mean, when is enough enough? What do you think, America? If we're already doing it in Libya, do we have to also lob some missiles if it comes down to that in Yemen? If there's yet, another resolution from the UN? And seriously, it could. Yemen is actually worse. Let me give you the number to jingle if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I'm going to switch gears for a quick second because, boy, we love our military, don't we? I can't tell you how much sacrifice I've seen in the years that I've been doing America Tonight and the people that we've talked to who have given up so much, and they don't even care about that. They never, the soldiers I've talked to never say, woe is me. I've never heard any of them say that when they've come on the show or even off the air, even off the record. So it's sad when you see this soldier who pleaded guilty to the murders of three Afghan civilians and was sentenced to 24 years in prison. He said the plan was to kill people. And he was hooked into a conspiracy, if you will, with four other soldiers. And this was a guy who had a clean record. It was part of that 5th Striker Brigade. Happened at the beginning of the year. And awful stuff. Because this is where the U.S. gets ripped open. And this is the ugly headlines you read in a lot of the European papers. More about Army Corporal Jeremy Moorlach coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Military action, and we're going to talk more about Morlock here in a second and what these soldiers go through. War is hell. Harry Truman said it. There's no doubt about war these days is hell times 10. But the military action in Libya, there is no, to me, there is no black and white. You can't be in the middle in this one. You either say you're for it or you're against it. You're against the intervention. You don't, you're disappointed that we're even in the thick of this. And I'll tell you, more money is being drained from the coffers that we just don't have the money. I mean, when do you say no, even if you want to help? And then what about everybody else? What about Yemen? You know, the leader in Yemen is saying that he's ready to transition by the end of 2011. This is a familiar theme, isn't it? Didn't we hear this in Egypt with Mubarak, who said he was ready to transition by the end of the year, but the people were having none of it? And it's the same thing there. But more, I think what happens in and around Yemen is that much more heinous in some of those towns and some of those villages, if you will. And it's because of the camps that are there. It's because of the threat of Al-Qaeda in Yemen, that, to me, much more dangerous, more of a hornet's nest of a different sort than Libya. So we've intervened already. I mean, we're in this. They can keep saying, and they've been doing this, they being the Secretary of Defense or President Obama, oh, we're going to hand off. I haven't heard the word handoff as much since the days when I was covering the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to hand the ball off to Emmitt Smith. We're going to hand the ball off to Daryl Johnston, whatever. They're always going to hand it off to somebody. Who are you handing it off to? The French? The Brits? The NATO forces? I mean, you know, here's the thing. Call me a skeptic, but at what cost? And who are we, and for what? What interests are we protecting? How about the president saying, we have every reason, remember this, and this wasn't recently, this was probably about a week ago. We have every, it was the Saturday surprise presser. We have every reason to believe that Gaddafi would commit atrocities against his people. Many thousand could die. Many thousand could die. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that are dying around the world that we could help besides Libya. And we know this, right, folks? If we're talking about oil and somebody throws up oil to me, oil accounts for only 2% of only 2% of the world oil production is in Libya. Saudi Arabia has a big chunk of it. Libya, 2%. So what do we have at stake? I mean, look, humanitarian, I get it. I mean, people being blown up, innocent people, yeah, I get that. But the money, I mean, sadly, we cannot afford to be in the middle of this. And then it's an obvious question. I'm going to say it again, not to beat another dead horse running around the studio, but Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Salehi, told the country's opposition he would step down at the beginning of next year, like I said. But they reject the offer. They demand that he resign right away. So more people protesting, more uprising. And this was starting to happen in Yemen well before Tunisia happened. The movements, the demonstrations. Oh, if we end up in the middle of that, I mean, where does it end? Where does it stop? Where does it stop? All right, let's take some Mike in Michigan. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just thinking, I mean, we need to either accept this imperialistic viewpoint of the United States and abide by it, where if any country is in, you know, going through these revolutions, that we're going to support them 100% and stay there until they have a fully functioning and blossoming economy and democracy, or we need to completely pull back from all these other countries. I mean, we've been territorializing countries around the world for the past 60 years. We've been in Korea for 50 years. And when is it not okay to be there anymore? When are we done with our objectives? You know, either we need to understand that this is our goal, we're going to be there for the long haul, like the crown of the United Kingdom, or we need to not intervene in these really civil affairs.
And Mike, what do you think? Do you think we should stay out of the civil affairs?
I think we need to think hard as a nation in what our interests are. I mean,
yep.
What does Libya have that we need? I mean, and that's a selfish viewpoint of it. I mean, obviously, to say that we're going to go into other countries for their natural resources is an ill-advised viewpoint on life or national perspective. But either that's why we're there, we're going to the Middle East because we need their resources, or we're there for, you know, their civil distress. If we're there for their civil distress, fine, I'm 100% for that. And you know, hopefully in the future we'll have bonds and allies in the Middle East from these ventures. But if not, we shouldn't be there.
Well said. If not, we shouldn't be there. But if we're going to make bonds and we're going to get help And that's the idea, and there's the spread of some form of democracy, maybe? Good caller. Call me again, Mike.
But,
whoops, there he goes, fading off. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about something I found on badassoftheweek.com.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to you there on your Facebook.
Okay.
This guy, when the flood hit, this is a true story now, so I had to share it. You know, I'd love to talk about geopolitical stuff, but sometimes you just got to, you know, talk about something else. Yeah. So this guy sees his town, you know, turn into a 10-foot-deep lake, and, you know, he doesn't see anybody else coming to help, so he puts on a diving gear because, guess what, his wife doesn't know where she's at. His mother doesn't know where she's at. He dives into the water, all right? This is like with, you know, cars and electrical things going off and you know, just insanity. He goes into the water and swims underwater to his house and finds his wife just going, you know, crazy in the attic. Rescues her, right? And then goes back and finds his mother on top of a roof or something. And so there's still people out there who, regardless of the fear situation and the danger situation, will go in there and do what has to be done. And I'd just like to share that with everybody. You can go to badassoftheweek.com,
mm-hmm.
all one word, Anna.
And see the story. Yeah. There was,
yeah,
you know, there was a story, Tomas, that there were are a couple of stories like this. There's a bunch of stories like that where it was on 60 Minutes. Scott Pelley was in Japan, and he talked about a similar thing where there was a guy that was a hero. He's an American, and he was teaching English in a school, and he helped. I mean, the you know, the tsunami had just taken him apart, and he was floating around all over the place, barely breathing. And he, with all his might, he lifted some kids up to a higher level where they could be saved. And he was able to save some people and then ultimately pulled himself up. But, boy, those stories, it really makes you think, doesn't it, how lucky we are that we're not in the middle of that hell, that chaos.
Yeah, and, you know, it gives you courage. And, you know, sometimes the situation may seem impossible, but that's because it seems. And if you get into that situation, you can turn it around.
That's
have
right.
Good
you,
night,
just have to, you just have to have the courage. Thanks, Tomas. They say that you get, if you can feel it, if you can grab that when something horrible is happening, you're operating on adrenaline, and the idea is you're going to save whoever it is, family member, stranger, whatever. It just really kicks in, and that's where we get some of these incredible stories from, and that certainly was one of them. Thanks for sharing that, Tomas. We're kicking the can down the road on ATN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Well, coalition forces have certainly made their move, attacking as much as they can anything and everything in the way that is pro-Gaddafi, meaning the tanks, etc., some of his compound, actually. But still, Gaddafi is going. He's still in power, and he's still trying, his forces are still trying to get the rebels, but the Allied warplanes are bombing ground forces that are loyal to Gaddafi to prevent them from going after the people, and they're having some success. And of course, the NATO warship also cruising the coast, so that puts that out of bounds as well. So you got the sea escaping through the sea and the air. You have to figure the clock is ticking, but it better hurry up, because we're heading into day seven. What are we doing in the middle of this thing? Is this the right place to be? And then what happens when there are problems in other spots, like Yemen, for example? Do we jump into the fray there? What is it that we're doing? What are our interests in Libya? Just humanitarian, just to be part of the UN NATO alliance, basically? Just as a humanitarian thing? Because, see, the problem with that is then you start to think about how you you know, the eeny, meeny, miny, mo, where haven't we been in the past that where a country desperately needed us? Well, I can think of a couple of places, Rwanda, for example, where Americans could have come in and bombed the crap out of some evil people and saved innocents. So where do you get invested? Why do you get, you know what I'm saying? It's tough because, of course, deep in your soul, you want to help people, but you cannot rescue everybody. So where do you draw the line? The president is drawing the line when it comes to troops on the ground. He's made that crystal clear. No land invasion.
A land invasion is out of the question.
Completely.
Absolutely. And the exit strategy will be executed this week in the sense that we will be pulling back from our much more active efforts to shape the environment.
All right, exit strategy. So we'll be pulling back. We're heading into the tail end of the week. We're past hump day, and we're headed to the weekend. That's the tail end of the week. So are we done? Let's see. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Dale, thanks for hanging through. How are you?
Patiently for you, Kate, with bated breath.
You're so funny.
You are the flowers in the springs. Well, this situation with the president and Libya, who's in charge of this thing anyway? Have we ever figured that out?
Well, the French say they don't want to be in charge, and the Brits don't really want to be in charge. So I think by default, really, the U.S. is in charge as much as they keep denying, the Secretary of Defense, no, we're just part of the coalition. So do you think they're just talking on the phone in different languages and, see, I got this one, you got that one? It's crazy. Nobody wants to take the lead.
Well, the president says that Gaddafi cannot stay in power. And then one of his military people say, he sees a scenario where Gaddafi could stay in power. Now, Gaddafi's got to go. I mean, if this guy has any territory, any power left at all, he's going to start up his terrorist routine again. He cannot stay in power. And that's up to the president to make that decision, and he doesn't have enough experience to make it.
Yeah, Gaddafi's got to be done. He has to be done. There's no way at this point. But saying, okay, we're handing off, that's all we're doing. So what, we blew $100 million plus on this, and then we're just, that's it, now we're backing out. So so we're half invested and now we're out of it, and initially we couldn't jump in, but now we're helped. There's too much confusion. That's why a guy like Dennis Kucinich has a burr stuck under his saddle, and he's the most liberal of Democrats playing on the same team as Obama, saying, ooh, you know, we ought to think about defunding this Libya operation. He's not happy at all that Congress wasn't included, and he's playing on the same team and he's going after the president.
Well, President's quite a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing people over how we handle military war efforts. It's unfortunate, and I hope they can resolve it as soon as possible. But we got too many people in the administration that disagree about what the policy ought to be. The president ought to take the lead on this instead of being down in Rio doing the horizontal mambo.
That's he knew he had to get out of Latin America because too much was happening. Oh, they're bombing. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
You have Joe Biden, the VP. He's out at spring training. And you have the president. He was out in Latin America. Somebody had to come back.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to be in charge. We sure can't figure it out now.
No kidding. Yeah, that old line, who's in charge? I don't know. You want to take the lead?
I wanted to share one other thought with you. I'm talking to you from the great state of Illinois, the most insolvent state probably in the union, and we figured out how to solve our budget crisis. We just borrow it. That's
what
we're
doing. That's the American way, baby.
There you go.
borrow, 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 and hope that you can pay it back. Cross your fingers and everything else. Thanks, Dale. Always a delight. Appreciate
all
it. Yeah, in fact, here's a non sequitur, but I saw a great movie that you should rent. And I don't make a lot of, I know we do our cheap movie review, but I don't necessarily make a lot of movie recommendations. It relates to what Dale is saying. Inside Job, I think they won an Academy Award for Best Documentary. Matt Damon is the voiceover in the movie. It is like a movie it is a documentary. But it is so well done. You have to rent this movie, I'm telling you. And I think it's stuff that it is absolutely stuff that we've talked about on America Tonight when it comes to connecting the financial dots and what's happened around the world. But it is pretty eye-opening. Al in Canada, how are you, Al?
Fine, thanks, Kate. Hey, Kate, this is going to break your heart, but both the USA and Canada have been eliminated from World Championship women's curling. I know that's going to wreck your day.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that. You just gave me some new news. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a big world championship of men's curling and women's curling going on in Denmark, I think. And Canada and the United States are not going to make the playoffs, I don't think. But anyway, mm-hmm. You know, if Gaddafi is the president of Libya, right? He's the top dog in Libya, Gaddafi, right?
Yeah, he's the guy.
Why is he only a colonel?
That's just the title that he kept and he chose to keep call himself that.
He calls himself colonel. Why isn't he a general? Isn't a general higher than a colonel?
He was the guy who 40-some years ago was the colonel who overthrew the government that was in place. So
yeah,
he's the colonel.
I know, but if he's only a colonel, if there's a general in the Libyan army, then technically the general should be higher up than the general should be president of Libya. But, you know, no, kid, I when it comes to Libya, we have got to find out who these rebels are and what kind of government they're going to set up. Like, we are basically buying a pig in a poke, aren't we? Because
right.
We don't know who these guys are and what kind
no.
of government they're going to set up. They could set up a Muslim theocracy. They could set up a Muslim dictatorship like Iran, for all we know, right?
Yeah, there is no way to know for sure, absolutely, because you're throwing all the marbles up into the air, and there are different factions.
And get me up to speed on, has the president cut short his Mexican vacation?
He did. He cut short his vacation in Latin America. He decided to come back.
He's cut short his South American holiday to come back. When he's out of the country, Vice President Biden is the commander-in-chief then, isn't he?
He was at spring training, but I guess technically, yes.
Yeah. No, and also, I've got a call. Donald Trump was in up here in Canada. We've got NPR and PBS, except it's owned and operated completely by the government. It loses $3 million a day. And our Canadian NPR guy interviewed Donald Trump. We call it the Canadian Broadcasting Castration. It's technically the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, but we hate all of us, the good, solid right-wingers, we hate it up here. It's basically Pinko propaganda and liberal lies 24/7. They always brag about how they have no advertising on. There's no commercial messages. It's basically a 24/7 advertisement for the Liberal Party, for the Liberals. But anyway, Donald Trump was on there, and this guy from NPR, it's the same guy that Billy Bob Thornton cut to pieces a few months ago, if you remember that. Billy Bob Thornton ripped him to shreds, and he was stuttering and stammering. And he was interviewing Donald Trump, and he kept attacking Donald Trump for making money. Every second question was implied, don't you feel guilty about making so much money? All you talk about is making money. And here's a corporation that loses $3 million a day that's made up for the government, and he was belittling Donald Trump for being successful and profitable. He's coming from a corporation that loses $3 million a day, and he's attacking a guy who's successful. It's nuts. You know,
You know what? It's funny you bring up Donald Trump because they just did a poll. You know, he's saying he wants to run for president, whether he's serious or not. And the poll that came out said that 10% of Republicans and independents who lean in that Republican direction would support Trump for the presidential nomination. 10%. That's a pretty high number. So he's fifth on the list, and he's not a career politician. You wonder if that would actually gain more steam if he's really serious about it. Could Donald Trump be the guy that the Republicans pick? That hasn't worked in the past, but who knows? I mean, who knows, Al? Thanks for the call. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to get the...
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. 24 years in prison. That's what a U.S. soldier got for the murder of three Afghans. A lot of people feel that this is not right, and they think he should have gotten life. On the other hand, you think of what these soldiers go through, and it's horrific. They should... It was horrible. The picture's unbelievable. But I've received lots of emails from folks who say, listen, you join the military and look what happens. Look what the terrorists do who behead, and you know, our people and what's happened. And is it really fair that these soldiers who we send to war so young and only a few out of however many make a mistake and we put them in these positions tour after tour after tour, is it really fair to slap this on Jeremy Morlock? Wow. I mean, you that's just not right. You can't do that. Unfortunately, it is a very sad tale. He's just 22 years old. He had a great unblemished record before that, but he is one of the key guys in a war crimes investigation that's raising a lot of concerns about some of the more serious criminal allegations to come from the war in Afghanistan, frankly. I mean, that's the deal. They accused him of taking a lead role in the killings of those three Afghan men in the Kandahar province. This happened back in January, February, and May of last year. So he was sentenced on Wednesday, and that came on the heels of pleading guilty to three counts of murder, one count each of conspiracy, obstructing justice, and illegal drug use. That's what happened at his court-martial at a base just south of Seattle. Now, under the plea deal, he's agreed to testify against his co-defendants. Some ugly headlines earlier in the week. We talked about this already in Germany. Hundreds of photos were published in a magazine there where Moorlach and others were posing with the dead bodies in unbelievable positions. And it's a sad blemish to so many who have served, and they were supposedly crazy out of their mind on drugs, but you can't sweep that under the rug. I mean, they murdered the Afghan people, these Afghan men, and then took all these photographs, and there's no way to excuse that. Moorlach, by the way, was the first of five soldiers from the 5th Striker Brigade to be court-martialed in this case. And the military judge, Lieutenant Colonel Hawks, said initially he wanted to sentence Moorlach to prison without the possibility of parole. Life in prison. Life in prison. But because of the plea deal, he couldn't do that. So he would have actually been a little bit tougher on him. And now this is going to drag out, of course, with the others as well. And I'm sure we'll see some pretty ugly headlines. And it's a sad, sad thing that happened. And I think you just have to address this. Look at all the people who serve. Look at the horrible things that these guys see. I get that, but you absolutely cannot condone, you just can't condone killing the civilians the way they did, and then the photographs that they subsequently took, and what do you think's going to happen there? And then the rest of the world says, see, look, this is Abu Ghraib all over again, even worse, and that's too bad. Have you noticed that if you're going to the grocery store, and I'm sure you are, and you're pulling up at the pump, you're paying a lot more money? Ooh, boy, I'll tell you what. I think more people are cutting out coupons than I've ever seen. I've been in line behind a lot of people that are digging through wallets and purses. And the reason why is the U.S. Labor Department says food prices have climbed almost 4% last month. You know, that's the biggest spike since November of 1974. Biggest spike. And then the gas stations, it's been up probably 10, 15 cents in the last couple of weeks, depending on where you live, what you're paying for a gallon of gas regular. Could be anywhere up to almost $4. But isn't that a crazy number that the spike is the biggest since the 70s? That just seems so out of bounds, doesn't it? But it makes sense because look what's happening. Look around you and then you can see why we're seeing the spike in the prices. And it's oil and it's gasoline. Truckers cost more to fill up the trucks. It gets passed on to the consumer. And that's just one direction, I think, that's going to keep going, unfortunately, in the wrong direction, up, 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 and away. Let's hope it turns around. All right, let's talk about, for a second here, let's talk about healthcare. 1 year later, there is your number. And the president signed a 2,700-page bill into law, healthcare. Remember the Affordable Health Care Act. And what's happened since then has been pretty interesting. In fact, a few Republicans want to leverage the spending bill to block funds to implement other pieces of the law or the law in general, as well as $105 billion in required spending. So the fight is on, even though there are other things that now are taking some precedence. Trust me, healthcare is never far out of the recesses of our mind. Look what happened in November. Look at that big midterm flip. And you have to say to yourself, a lot of this has not even kicked in at this point. A lot hasn't come through in that law. So in other words, because it was years down the line that other pieces of the law would ultimately be enforced. What happens when that kicks in? Well, that means you're going to pay more for your premiums. We've had enough people on the show to definitely verify that. Elizabeth Taylor, 79 years old, dead at the age of 79. Absolutely a Hollywood legend. She had lots of husbands, 8 husbands, and she had a long legacy on the silver screen. If you go back and you look at some old footage of Elizabeth Taylor, you'll see why people were enamored with her. So she was in the hospital for 2 months before ultimately she passes away. And apparently, you know, she had been dealing with some health issues. She was hospitalized for a congestive heart failure and just quietly Liz faded away. She was really a woman, if you look at her her history, who didn't do many things quietly, but in death, that's what happened in that hospital. All right, moving on to another We Can Count here on America Tonight. I'm going to squeeze one more in for you, and it's these clashes in Syria. 15 people were killed. You have protesters and security folks. Man, the violence across the Middle East escalating there. What are we seeing once again? Anti-government protesters. So there was no true breakdown on who the people were, just that witnesses saw people go down. There was a clash, and it was outside one of the mosques, the Omari Mosque. They tried to, what happened was security people tried to storm that area where the protesters took up spots to demand government reforms. Doesn't this sound familiar? There's about 3,000 people protesting. And then 8 more people died later in the clashes. So they got army tanks that are positioned all over the place, ready for more to break out not too far from Damascus, on the outskirts of Damascus. Wow. It never ends in the Middle East, folks. Never ends. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, Kate Delaney, through AmericaTonight.net.